This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the angel came to him and said to him, read, Iqra. Iqra in Arabic also means follow along with me, meaning I'll read and you read after me. So that's the implication here. قَالَ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ. The messenger says, I am not someone who's ever read. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ has several layers of meaning. I'll explain those. I can't read at all is one way of translating that. Another way of translating that is, I haven't ever read. I'm not a reader. I've never been one. Another way of translating this, which does not fit the context but grammatically is possible, is I'm not going to read. You can translate ma ana biqari as I'm not going to read. Now some have, in recent times I've seen, some have interpreted this sentence as no, he knew how to read, he just told the angel I'm not going to do it. That doesn't make any sense to me. The context and the word of the Prophet ﷺ, and then on top of that, the word of the Quran about the Prophet ﷺ saying that he's an-Nabi al-Ummi, the messenger who can't read, fits better with the first two. I've never read, and I don't know how. It's not something I do. Ma ana biqari. Fa'akhadhani. So he grabbed me. Fa'ghattani. So he enveloped me like a hug. He completely surrounded me. Hatta balagha minni al-jahda. Until he exhausted me to the point where I couldn't be exhausted anymore. He physically completely drained the Messenger of Allah with the way that he squeezed him with his hug. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. Then he let me go. Some have commented on this that it was a heart-to-heart kind of thing. He came in the form of, you know, whatever form he was, and the chest held together, and there was kind of some kind of a transfer happening or something. Allahu A'lam. And he grabs him so tight and he lets him go and then says, Iqra. He says, read again. قُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ. I said to him, I'm not someone who can read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِ الثَّانِيَ. So he grabbed me and he hugged me again and squeezed me again, enveloped me completely the second time around. حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجَهْدَ. Until I couldn't take it anymore. Until I was not able to bear more. Then he let me go. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي فَقَالَ اقْرَأ. Then he said, read again. فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِ. I can't read. I don't know how. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِ الثَّالِثَ. Then he grabbed me again and envelop me again a third time, and then let me go. فقال, then he said, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Then he said, read and recite in the name of your master who created. خلق الإنسان من علق. He created the human being from something that hangs, or something that clings, something that dangles. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read or recite while your master is the most noble and the most dignified. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. The one who taught by the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He taught the human being what he couldn't possibly have known himself. These few ayat, by the way, in the narration, it's only these ayat. اقرأ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ. اقرأ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمْ. The narration does not include الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. In the narration itself, that's not included. But it doesn't have to be included to be understood as part of the narration. You know how you say, well, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكْ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكْ etc. came at this time. The idea is you didn't recite the whole thing, but you're referring to it. So this is a reference to the ayat, not all of the ayat that were given. فَرَجَعَ بِهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَرْجُفُ فُؤَادُهُ. So he came back with that, the words that he was given, the Messenger ﷺ, and his chest was pounding. You know, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَ. We read those words before. The shaking, the rattling. His chest was rattled. His heart was shaken up. And the fu'ad is also an interesting word. It's used for when you're excited. So his excited heart was palpitating and his chest was beating hard. فَدَخَلَ عَلَى خَدِيجَةَ إِبْنِ خُوَيْلِدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا. So he came into the home and he entered into the company of Khadija radiallahu anha. فَقَالَ زَمِّلُونِي زَمِّلُونِي. He said, just put a blanket over me, put a blanket over me. Just cover me, cover me. Like he's shivering and he just wants to be covered. فَزَمَّلُوهُ حَتَّى ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الرَّوْعُ. So they covered him, meaning she covered him, until the horror and the shock and the fear of what had just happened to him kind of went away a little bit. He calmed down a little bit. فَقَالَ لِخَدِيجَةَ وَأَخْبَرَهَا الْخَبَرِ. So he started talking to Khadija and told her what had happened. لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. He said, I'm so scared for myself right now. I don't know what's happening. And he's terrified for himself. فَقَالَتْ خَدِيجَةُ كَلَّا. She said, no. You have no reason to be terrified. Because I mean, being visited by Angel Jibreel seeing him is tough enough. By the way, on his way down from the mountain, he looked up, and the Quran says, لَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. That he saw him take over the entire horizon. Jibreel alayhi salam, you couldn't see the sky. The messenger could not see the sky. He only saw Jibreel alayhi salam. So he's already terrified from the hugs that he received and the commandment that he received, and he's not sure what's happening. As he's coming down, he sees the angel take over the entire sky. That's hard to believe. And by the way, this kind of thing, if you experience, not that you're going to receive revelation, but imagine a human being seeing an angel take over the entire sky. What would you think? You would actually think, this can't be happening. Something is wrong with me. I think I've lost my mind. Actually, this is why one of the earliest revelations to the Prophet himself, for himself, was Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Notice qalam again, like in this passage. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun. You're not insane. This is not you going insane. This is in fact happening. The messenger himself had to believe this is actually happening. This was too intense for him to even accept at first, at first exposure.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinahtv.com under the Deeper Look section.